In the name of the Lord Jesus, this is something common in Christendom today. Everywhere you go, you hear people praying in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want a car. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I want good health. I want promotion in the office place. I want the fruit of the womb. I want to live longer. You see it? Everywhere you go, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In this message, we want to look at the true significance of operating in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What it truly means to operate in that name, in that sacred name. Hallelujah. Before Jesus left the scene, he told his disciples, "Go ye into the world and preach the gospel unto all creatures." Preach the gospel, the good news, to all creatures. You see this in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover." So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. See it? This scripture confirms that Jesus says we will operate in his name. Those that have believed the gospel, those who have believed the gospel and are baptized into the death of our Lord Jesus, will operate also with him in glory. They will operate in that sacred name, which is the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. First of all, let us get a clear picture of what the gospel is all about. What is the gospel? What is the glad tidings of the kingdom? What is this message of hope that has been brought to us from above? Because there is no way a man can find salvation except through this gospel that we are listening to. You You can run to the ends of the earth. You cannot find the safety and the security and the joy of the Lord, of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, except you perceive the good tidings of the kingdom. See, mark it, I said, unless you perceive it, unless you receive it, because it might be transmitted to you in another way. It might be in another dialect. You see, it might be in another manner that is transmitted to you, but you must get that gospel, that good tidings from above. You must receive that invitation from the Father of Lights, and it happens on the inside of you. When you receive this gospel and obey it unto the very end, then you can operate in that name that is above all names. The gospel of the kingdom simply reveals something that you have forgotten. It reveals hidden treasures on the inside of you. Treasures that endure forever. Whose worth are not, you know, you cannot value them in this world that we live in. The gospel brings to light immortality. It brings to light divinity on the inside of you. It brings to light your post in the very bosom of the Creator. The gospel liberates you from every shackle that has tied you to a nature that was contrary to that of your father. The gospel unveils you and brings forth a secret that you long lost forgot. That is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, who is the Son of the living God. It unveils this treasure, Christ in you, the one who is just, who inherits all the creation of God, the one who rules over all the creation of God. Hallelujah. The one who has unhindered access to the presence of the Father. The one who has no measure of anointing, unlimited measure of anointing, you know, given to him from the Father. He's above all and over all. The gospel reveals that man on the inside of you. It brings it to light. It's a glad tidings of the gospel. Hallelujah. It calls all men to repent. Repent from their, you know, the old way in which they've walked in ignorance. When they, you know, lived in a dream world in relation to corruptibility, not realizing the kingdom of the Father that the Father had freely given to them from the beginning. Hallelujah. The glad tidings of the gospel reveals to us how we can, you know, come back into the bosom of the Father. He reveals to us the open gates of the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. These are gates that cannot be perceived by just anybody, except it is given to you from above. Hallelujah. So the glad tidings of the, you know, of the kingdom simply causes the Son of God in you to come forth, so that he can reign, you can reign once more, you know, in the glory that God designed for you from the beginning. God is righteous. Our Father is a Father of love, and his intention is to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. And to reunite you back into the knowledge of the Son, so that you no more walk ignorantly like the nations who walk according to the dictates of their carnal minds. The nations who think that this is home, who are ignorant of the inner man who lives forever. The nations are ignorant of the fact that this world is just a temporal world that passes away. And they have their hearts glued and set on this world, therefore neglecting the invisible one who is above all and before all. Oh, hallelujah. So what the gospel does actually is to reunite you back in the knowledge of the Son. Amen. Because if you have believed the gospel and you are baptized by faith into the death of Jesus, baptizing by death means, unto death means death to your existence in humanity. It means death to your existence as a man, as a mortal being born a couple of years ago, somewhere in this part of the world. It means an awakening back to the reality of your true inner self that has been put to sleep all these years while you were roaming the earth as a vagabond. Oh, hallelujah. God is glorious. God is mighty. Amen. God is merciful. He's causing us to awake once more in the Son. Because when you have laid aside your life, when you have obeyed the gospel and conformed yourself back to who you truly are, when you recognize the seed in you, which is none other than Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. When you recognize that seed and begin to walk in relation to that seed and conform yourself to that seed. Hallelujah. Then you will discover yourself ruling and reigning in Christ. In due season, you will be exalted, and you will find yourself walking in the name of the Lord. Isn't it written that we all have borne the image of the earthly man of the dust? A mistaken identity, so to say. A false identity. See it. But through the gospel, through the revelation from the Father of lights, we shall also bear that heavenly image, which is none other than the Lord himself from heaven. Brethren, the Lord is one. Hallelujah. There is only one Lord. There is only one celestial creature, which is the Lord of hosts. And as we wake up, we discover ourselves neatly packed in that one body. One spiritual body that abides eternally. Hallelujah. In glory and in power. Oh, hallelujah. This is the work that God is doing in our lives today. This is why the messages like this are coming to stir up the brethren. Awake. Awake from the illusion of your human life. Awake and begin to unite back into the knowledge of the Son of God on the inside of you. Oh, hallelujah. Get this message. Get this revelation. Oh, hallelujah. A time to pause, to think, and to reflect. Oh, hallelujah. God might have chosen you for this generation to be gathered unto his name and to declare his glory. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you see, whether it be in America, in Canada, in Australia, wherever you are, just hear the voice of your Father and think of it, that you have been called to walk in the name of the Lord, to declare the name of the Lord, that sacred name in this generation. For the Lord must be glorified in the midst of the earth, among the peoples. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. In that day, when you have labored and you have sought the name of the Lord, when you have labored and you have sought the name of the Lord diligently, the Lord will now grant you entrance. There is a visitation. I'm saying this so that you don't get weary. Things might not seem to be working out at times as you make the confession of your faith. See, your mortal human self might take, you know, a greater part of you, and at times, you see, you might just want to give up. But don't give up. Stand your ground. Confess the name of the Lord. He will visit you in due season, and he will loosen you. You will discover yourself in a place that you never imagined. You will discover yourself in bountiful glory, in delights, reigning and ruling in God. You will find yourself, you know, walking in the righteousness that you desired. And you will find yourself walking in all power and faith. These are the promises of the Lord. And our Lord is not a man that will lie. Our Lord is not a man that will cast away those who diligently seek him patiently. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ says that. Let's quickly go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Very verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You can only ask. You don't ask in the name of Jesus by saying in the name of Jesus. The realm, you come to a place where you are consciously enveloped in the consciousness of the Son. When you operate in His name, when you walk as the Son. Hallelujah. You see it? Some of us make all kind of bogus prayers. We don't really know what to pray about. You see, but there's a realm you get to in God. You see it? Where you are so enveloped in and intertwined in the oneness of the Father that you don't go about praying, you know, and asking just for material things. Oh, hallelujah. The true prayer of every child of God is thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. It's continuity in the knowledge of the Son. Hallelujah. Because if you have the Son, if you walk in the Son, if you discover yourself in the Son, you have all things. Hallelujah. Jesus never needed to gather donkeys at his backyard somewhere for transport. You see it? He never needed a bank account to pay the tax collectors who came to, you know, to embarrass him while he was preaching. You see it? He never went fishing the night before he fed 5,000 people. Hallelujah. But Jesus operated in the name of Christ. Jesus operated in the knowledge of himself as the Son of God, who is before all, above all, hallelujah, and endures forever. Oh, hallelujah. The Jesus you are looking at is not just the Jesus that was born in a manger. See, I tell this to a lot of my Catholic friends here in Italy. Jesus is the Son of God that has been with the Father right before the foundation of the world. Before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. That same I am, that same seed is on the inside of you. And that is all that you need to realize. When you realize him, then you are walking in the name of the Lord. Then you appear in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then you operate as God in the midst of the earth. Your security and everything that you ever need is in the hands of the Father. You see, no need anymore for the calculations and the pension plans and the, you know, the plans for with big accounts, retirement plans, and you know, all those things that people do thinking that they can find some kind of salvation is all hopeless. Have you not heard of people who thought they had millions? Who thought they were rich? Who thought they could probably get the best health care? But, you know, some of them were gone before the age of 50. You see it? Many other things that happen like that. You make investments, the stock market crashes. Is it? Isn't it? Something happens along the line and affects you and all that kind of stuff. You see, but when you walk in the Son, when you walk in Christ, when you have comprehended this mystery and patiently waited for God, and you then realize this thing, you realize this pearl of great price, you are rest assured that you move on from glory to glory. Nothing can touch your peace. Nothing can ruin your fun. Hallelujah. You reign as Lord of the Sabbath, enjoying freely what God has given to you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. If we suffer in our humanity, it's ignorance. That's what God has given us everything. God is righteous. In Him there is no shadow of turning. Hallelujah. If your eyes are open to see this truth, you will marvel at how people do not know God. How people do not know the love of the Father. Hallelujah. You will marvel. God is love. And in Him there is no shadow of turning. Oh, hallelujah. The time comes when you walk in the name of the Lord, where every shadow fades away. Hallelujah. And anything you ask in the name of the Lord comes to pass. It's no more Trevor. It's no more my sister or my brother. It's no more you or you. No. It is the Lord of hosts, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Son of the living God, appearing and manifesting Himself upon the earth as a man. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. Some of these things we hear might sound as proverbs. Jesus confirms this in John chapter 16 when He spoke to disciples. Hallelujah. John chapter 16 verse 23, it says, "And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive, and your joy shall be full. These things I have spoken to you, unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh where I will no more speak unto you in Proverbs. But I shall show you plainly of the Father. And that day you shall ask in my name, and I say unto you that I will pray unto the Father for thee." Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ is still speaking in parables here. So you need the ears of the Spirit to comprehend what He's saying. Say, the days come where every shadow fades away from our minds about who we truly are. See it. At times in your stumblings, at times in your weaknesses, there is a tendency to feel that probably this calling is too high. When you look back at your situation, your depths, and all the mess that is accumulated for you down there in this world, you begin to wonder how you can actually realize yourself in the perfection of Christ Jesus. But I ask you a question. Is anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. Is anything too hard from God? The grace of God reaches to the deepest hell and is able to bring out people who are dispersed in the extremities. So no matter what you feel your problem is, no matter how insignificant you feel you are, remember that the Father is able to just begin to receive His words of truth and begin to speak and walk in relation to that invisible presence. Walk in relation to that invisible presence, and in due season He will get you there. Don't worry. You still have a habit. Okay, something is still bothering you. Yes, we know this. And the Father knows this. But He will get you out of there. just be patient. Continue listening to the voice of the Spirit. Continue to hear the gospel. Hallelujah. And continue in your own little ways to conform to the truth. Always listening, and you will discover yourself ruling and reigning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul said, I have left all. It's a letter to the Philippians. He says that he has left all. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I accounted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, in His name, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of the resurrection and fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. Can you listen to these precious words of Paul? He had left all. This is the kind of heart we should develop. Pray to God, pray to the Father to blind your eyes from the vanities of this world that we live in. So let our eyes be focused on that which is true. Let us not be swept away with the, floods of lies that encompass this world. The lust, the pride of life, the ambitions of men, the waywardness of men. Hallelujah. Let us leave aside our ego, leave aside our ambitions, and patiently run this race, looking ahead at that prize, that trophy, which is Christ, which is the Son of God, that we may be found in Him, that we may be found in His name, that we may inherit His name and walk in His name. This is the strong tower of the Lord. This is the name where man can find safety and rest. Come unto me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I'll give you rest for your souls. If you want rest for your souls, if you want, protection, assurance, you must come in and realize the name of the Lord. Paul says that I may know Him. Means that I may consciously realize Him. See it. You don't know Jesus Christ like you know somebody out there. You know Him in yourself. See it. That I may know who I truly am. I might know me. I might know myself the way you know me, the way you created me, the way you formed me. In glory from the foundation of the world. Father, let me know myself. Father, draw me. Give me a heart that seeks you, a heart that thirsts after your name. Oh, hallelujah, strengthen me, O God. Hallelujah. That I may be found in Christ. Hallelujah. That I may experience the salvation of all ages. That I may experience your love and your glory. One moment in your presence is better than 1,000 years anywhere else. Hallelujah. Cause me to walk in. Cause me to know your name. Hallelujah. Cause me to know the name that is above all names. Cause me to willingly submit and come into alignment with the name of the Lord. which is I am that I am. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the gospel. Thank you for your saving grace. Thank you for the mystery of the ages that you are revealing to me in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. I shall declare your name in the land of the living. Hallelujah. I shall walk in your name and declare it among the nations. Blessed be your name. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 91, the secret place of the Most High, a psalm that is well read among Christians. Right from the early days, we recite these verses in Psalms chapter 91, recite them over and over religiously, thinking that it can give you some kind of, you know, protection. Religiously, these things don't, you know, they truly do not work that way. Psalm 91, you know, is another example of a chapter that we have to actually walk in, realize. Hallelujah. If we are to, you know, see the safety of the Lord, if we are to overcome the dragon, which is the accuser of the brethren, the devil, if we are to put the serpent under our feet, oh, hallelujah. If we are to stand upon the pinnacle of Zion, hallelujah. If we are to, you know, get a shield and covering from the pestilence and destruction that wastes those without the presence of God, we must know the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must come to the place where we know the name of the Lord, realize the name of the Lord, and walk in the name of the Lord. Realizing the name of the Lord is something that we realize within us. Hallelujah. After patiently waiting, you know, like a woman that waits for months at a time before she gives birth. Those of you who have children, you know how it is. 9 months carrying, you know, a heavy load in the stomach. And the moment comes to deliver, it even becomes more painful. But when the child is out, you are free, a new being comes into this world. Hallelujah. So it is with the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. If you want to realize Christ, you realize Christ after a moment of patience and endurance, waiting on the Lord. At times when you find yourself deep in a wilderness, all alone, hopeless, waterless place. See it? But the Lord will meet you there. The Lord will visit you and exhort you in due season and turn that wilderness place into a blossoming garden. So never give up. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I think you can see that the thing I want to show you here is in verse 14 when he says, because he has known my name. Because he has known my name. Because he has realized my name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because he has awoken in my name. Because he walks in my name. Hallelujah. Brethren, in that day you are united in one with the living God, the creator of the heavens and earth. All power in heaven and earth invested in you. Hallelujah. So that you no more are a slave to create to the, you know, to corruption, but dominion returns. Hallelujah. And you now begin to walk in a realm higher than that of mortal man. You see it? To pray in the name of the Lord Jesus is not for asking for a swimming pool behind your house. Of course, for at a point in time, it might serve you. After that, you move on. You see it? Jesus Christ did not, you know, build, what do you call it? A church or a kind of synagogue by the side of the sea where he fed 5,000. And, you know, looked forward to, you know, to feeding 5,000 the next day and the next day and the next day. No. When you come into this place of divine living with God, you begin to walk, you know, spontaneously with the Lord. There is no fear for tomorrow. There is no worry for tomorrow, because your tomorrow is taken care of. You live in the present. Jesus Christ at that point in time had need for the 5,000 fish, and he got the 5,000 fishes and moved on. At that point in time when he paid the tax collectors, he had need for the money. So he told them to go to the sea and catch a fish. The first fish that comes out, open the mouth and pay them their taxes. Let me go on doing the work of my Father and not be distracted. When he was going to, you know, the donkey to the last, what do you call it? The Feast of Tabernacles, is it? Where, you know, he rode in on a donkey. At that point in time when he needed the donkey, he sent for the donkey. You see, these things were not planned. He did not plan it some days back that at you know, so and so time I will need a donkey. Jesus lived for the moment. At that point in time, that provision came because that was God embodied in him. He walked in the name of the Lord. See, all the, you know, elements are at his disposal for his, you know, use. It is the Lord of the Sabbath walking and enjoying his creation freely. Hallelujah. So God brings us to a much higher consciousness where we live in the present. And we are assured that anything that we ever need will always be at our disposal. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us learn to walk in the name of the Lord. Gradually, let us seek the Lord with all our hearts and with all our souls. Let us continuously be stayed focused so that we can realize this high calling. Where that, you know, shadow of doubt that comes in our minds, trying to, you know, cause a division between us and the Father, is no more. Where we can, you know, boldly say, I and the Father are one. Eternally speaking, we are one. Inseparable. Let us realize it, oh Father. Hallelujah. Realize it wherever we are. Oh, hallelujah. I say, let the veil be ripped from the minds of the people of God. Yes. and let the name of the Lord be exalted in these bodies. Let them emerge forth in the name of the Lord, declaring your name from generation to generation.